The bizarre effect was usable, bending to his will. He could alter physical structures, sculpt energy, even prize open further links back into the intrinsic universe. His mastery of this power was increasing gradually, but its wild fluxes and resonances caused havoc in cybernetic machinery and electronic processor blocks around him. So he watched through the space plane's narrow curving windscreen as the Yaku, now operating under a forged registration, dwindled against the sharp-etched stars and felt his new muscles relaxing below the seat webbing. The space plane systems were an order of magnitude simpler than the Yaku's, and critical malfunctions were highly unlikely now. Starflight was a disturbing business, so very technical. His dependency on the machines, which his very presence disrupted, was unnerving. With some luck, he would never have to venture across the interstellar gulf again. He and his five colleagues riding down to the surface would be sufficient to conquer this unsuspecting world, turning it into a haven for other souls. Together, they would make it their own. "Retro burn in 5 seconds," Walter Harmon said. "Okay," Lewis said. He concentrated hard, feeling round a chorus of distant voices, with the peculiar cell cluster in this body's brain. "We're coming down," he told Panic Island. "I look forward to your arrival," the island's personality replied. The affinity voice sounded clear and loud in his mind. Bitech functioned almost flawlessly, despite the energistic turmoil boiling around his cells. It was one reason for selecting this particular planet. The maneuvering rockets at the rear of the little space plane fired briefly, pushing him down into the angle of the seat. The conditioning grill above his head was emitting an annoyingly loud whine as the fan motor spun out of control. His fingers tightened their grip on the armrests. Walter Harmon claimed to have been a space plane pilot back in the 2280s, serving in the Kulu Navy. As only 3 of them had even been in space before, his right to pilot the space plane went unchallenged. The body he used belonged to one of Yaku's crew, possessed within minutes of Lewis boarding the starship. It was equipped with neural nanonics, which, unlike Bitech, proved almost useless in the constant exposure to the hostile, energistic environment a possession generated. So Walter Harmon had activated the space plane's manual control system, an ergonomic joystick which deployed from the console in front of the pilot's seat. A projection pillar showed trajectory graphics and systems information, updating constantly as he muttered instructions to the flight computer. The space plane rolled, and Lewis saw the mass of the planet slide round the windscreen. They were over the Terminator now, heading into the penumbra. Night was always their best time, putting mortal humans at a disadvantage, adding to their own potency. Something about the darkness embraced their nature. The space plane shook gently as the upper atmosphere began to strike the heat shield belly. Walter Harmon pitched them up at a slight angle and swung the wings out a few degrees, beginning the long aerobrake glide downwards. They were still in the darkness when they dropped below subsonic. Lewis could see a hemispherical bauble of light glinting on the horizon ahead. "Your approach is on the beam," the island personality informed them over the microwave channel. "Please land on pad 18. A purple and yellow flight vector diagram appeared on the console's holoscreen. "Acknowledged, Pernick," Walter Harmon said. A three-dimensional simulacrum of the island materialized inside Lewis's skull, an image far sharper than the porno holographs he used to peddle back in Mesopia. He automatically knew which pad 18 was. A burst of doubt and anxiety blossomed in his mind, which he did his best to prevent from leaking back down the affinity bond to the island personality. This Edenist consensual setup was so smooth, he worried that they might be taking on more than they could reasonably expect to accomplish. The island personality had accepted his explanation that he was representing his merchant family enterprise from Jospool,